Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. As you know, there are a lot of challenging things taking place on the planet at this time, and the light of God is increasing on Earth, and as it does, it's pushing everything that conflicts with that light to the surface so that it can be healed and transmuted back into its original perfection. We're in the process of purging the human miscreations that we've created either deliberately or inadvertently that are causing so much pain and suffering for all of us. Consequently, humanity is in the midst of an unprecedented shift of energy, vibration, and consciousness. Greatly amplified solar events are taking place at this time. All kinds of solar flares that even NASA are indicating are unprecedented in our history. These events are causing the frequency of vibration to be greatly accelerated within every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on Earth. This shift of vibration is tangibly affecting every man, woman, and child at a cellular level. Even if people don't really understand exactly what's happening, it seems as though everyone is aware that something very unusual is taking place in their physical bodies, in their emotions, and even in their thinking process. So today, we're going to explore what we can do to ease the discomfort of this phenomenon that's occurring on Earth right now. As you listen to this broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we will co-create a force field of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this planet. At this time, humanity is receiving more assistance from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth than ever before. And the divine intent of these celestial sharings and this divine intervention is to help all of us see the bigger picture for the divine plan that is unfolding day by day. With new clarity and understanding, we will be able to move through these seemingly tumultuous times with a new sense of enthusiasm and hope. With the sacred knowledge that's pouring forth from on high, we will know that the light of God is increasing on Earth now in unprecedented ways, and we have the ability to utilize that light to transform our lives. I'd like to remind you that as you listen to these celestial messages and guidance that I'll be sharing with you, I don't want you to ever accept anything as truth just because somebody told you it's true. Ask your I Am Presence, which is your true God Self, for guidance, and then you will know in the deepest recesses of your heart if this information is appropriate for you and if it will assist you in fulfilling your divine plan. So during this hour, we're going to work in the eternal moment of now. And that means that whether you're able to tune in with us live or whether you're listening to this radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into our force field of light. Your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold by your I Am Presence and the company of heaven. So I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate as we serve on behalf of all humanity. Remember, the light of God is always victorious, and you are that light. So now, as we begin our special time together today, breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically, and ask your I Am Presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and with the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child on Earth. Now, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we invoke the most intensified frequency of God's transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. Continue breathing in and out, deeply and rhythmically, as this sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God expands and expands through the divinity within your heart's flame. This divine love now flows through your heart flame into the heart flame of every other person evolving on this planet. The power and might of God's transfiguring divine love is now flowing from heart flame to heart flame, forming a grid of divine love around the earth. This grid of love is now spanning the abyss from the densest frequencies of our human miscreations into the highest fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love is the bridge to freedom over which this sweet earth and all her life will ascend up the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. Now, as one pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth, her governments, and all life evolving on this planet into the immaculate concept of the new earth and our new planetary cause of divine love. So during this special time together today, remember the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. Today we're going to discuss how we can handle this influx of solar light that we're all experiencing at this time. Once again, I'll reiterate that humanity is in the midst of an unprecedented shift of energy, vibration, and consciousness. The increased activity of the sun is causing the frequency of vibration to be greatly accelerated within every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on Earth. This shift of vibration is tangibly affecting every man, woman, and child at a cellular level. So people around the world are experiencing all kinds of unusual things due to this accelerated vibration. Millions of people feel like they are in a blender or riding an emotional roller coaster as they go about their daily activities. I know that people are having dramatic mood swings, which are very out of character for their usual behavior patterns. Other people are having abnormal bouts with fear, anxiety, stress, and even panic attacks. I know there are a lot of stressful things taking place in people's lives due to the collapse of the economy, the housing debacle, the loss of jobs, etc. But at some level, this phenomenon seems to be happening to everyone, regardless of whether or not they're personally being affected by these outer world circumstances. People are experiencing all kinds of unusual physical symptoms, which they have not suffered in the past. These are new for them. Many people are having headaches for the first time or painful back problems. Others may not be able to focus their thoughts, or their short-term memory seems to be failing. People are experiencing unexplained flu-like symptoms, allergies, excessive fatigue, sleeplessness, or insomnia. Many are having unusual joint pain or muscle pain, digestive problems, dizziness or lightheadedness, and every other physical, mental, and emotional malady under the sun. It's important for all of us to realize that the acceleration process that we are all going through is a very necessary part of the purging and the rebirth that needs to take place in order for us to physically manifest the patterns of perfection for the new earth and our new planetary cause of divine love. Remember, we are changing at a cellular level from carbon-based planetary beings into crystalline-based solar light beings. Fortunately, the Company of Heaven has revealed important information and given us some very powerful tools that will assist us through this process of divine alchemy and help us complete this process quickly with fewer painful symptoms. There are very few easy things that we can do in addition to using the tools and the meditations, the guided visualizations and techniques that are being given to us by our Father, Mother, God, and the Company of Heaven. We can cooperate with this process ourselves, and we can raise our own vibrations by doing some very simple things. We need to eat lighter. We need to eat more organic, raw fruits and vegetables, lighter diets, and drink pure water as much as we can. We can also raise our vibrations by changing our environment, and we can do that by listening to uplifting music, thinking positive thoughts, walking in nature, relaxing in water, reading inspirational books, playing, loving, laughing, and anything else that opens our heart and fills us with joy. All of these things raise our vibrations and lift us up out of the denseness of these physical pains. As we move through this ascension process, we must know that it is not the intent of our Father, Mother, God for us to stay stuck in the pain and suffering that is now being pushed to the surface to be transmuted and transformed into light. Quite the contrary. It is their desire that we use the precious tools and techniques that have been given to us so that we can ascend quickly into the higher fifth-dimensional frequencies of harmony and balance. In the higher frequencies, into which we are all ascending, we will greatly experience the vibrant health, eternal youth, abundance, peace, love, and abounding joy that is awaiting for each of us. And we will gratefully absorb that comfort and that peace at a cellular level. Now, on one of the previous radio shows, I described a vitally important global event that's going to be taking place this August, August 11th through the 16th of 2012. If you did not hear that radio program, you can go to my website, which is eraofpeace.org. That's E-R-A-O-F-P-E-A-C-E, eraofpeace.org. And just click on the box that says 26th Annual World Congress on Illumination and read the article carefully that I've written about this event. This will take place during the 25th anniversary of Harmonic Convergence, and it's a global activity of light that will affect everyone all over the planet. We will each be in our right and perfect place for this event, tuning in or either physically or remotely participating from a distance, whatever is our heart call. But it's important for us to have this information because it is a global activity of light that is going to affect each and every one of us. It is important for all of us to participate in this rare opportunity in whatever way our I Am presence guides us to participate. The purpose of this divine mission is to assist humanity and all life evolving on Earth to quickly transmute and transcend this surfacing negativity that is causing so much pain and suffering, so that we can literally birth into a tangible reality, a new renaissance of divine love, which will reflect the patterns of perfection for our planetary cause of divine love, heaven on Earth. In order for this critical and monumental facet of the unfolding divine plan to be God victoriously accomplished in perfect alignment with the highest good for all life on this sweet earth, we each must be vibrating at the highest frequency of divine light that we're capable of experiencing at this time so that we can receive the highest frequencies of light from the heavenly realms. God isn't going to kill us in this process. So we're not going to receive too much light, like moving through a lightning bolt that'll dissipate and destroy our four lower bodies. But the higher our vibrations are, the more intensified and the higher the light will be that we are capable of receiving, which will move this earth forward at a greatly accelerated quantum leap of vibration. This is why the Company of Heaven is asking us now to redouble our efforts during these next few months. Between now and the global influx of light that will take place on the 25th, during that week of the 25th anniversary of Harmonic Convergence in August, there will be several opportunities for humanity to join together in global meditations to increase the light that we're adding to the world. There are going to be many planetary and celestial alignments. We're going to have a solar eclipse that'll take place on May 20th. We're also going to have the completion of an 8-year process of the Venus transit that'll take place on June 6th, 2012. And we're going to have the summer solstice on June 21st, 2012. There'll be other alignments that'll bring us up to this moment between August 11th and August 16th. However, what you and I do on a daily basis in joining in consciousness with lightworkers around the world between now and that cosmic moment will also greatly expand the light on Earth exponentially. So we need to join the global events and work daily on our individual transformation as well. Our unified efforts will raise the energy, vibration, and consciousness of our earthly bodies into frequencies of light beyond anything we've ever experienced, because we are now in uncharted waters and we are vibrating at frequencies that we've never vibrated before. So as we move them higher, we're moving in to new fifth-dimensional solar light vehicles. This will catapult each of us forward toward vibrant health, eternal youth, and the infinite perfection of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional solar light bodies. This, in turn, will greatly empower our ability to be effective instruments of God during this unparalleled time of Earth's ascension into the light as we prepare for the quantum shift that will take place on December 21st, 2012, when the Earth aligns with the galactic core of the Milky Way and we move up the spiral of evolution, the maximum the cosmic law will allow. We will infinitely expand our ability to be a chalice of light through which the light of God will flow to transform this planet and all her life into the patterns of perfection for the new Earth. When we work together to empower our ability to transform our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, everything is greatly intensified. Through our unified efforts, we will actually raise the frequency of our earthly bodies into the infinite perfection of our solar light bodies, these crystalline-based etheric higher vehicles. It's important to remember that we are powerful beyond our knowing, but when we join together with divine intentions, our hearts and our power are expanded exponentially. The Company of Heaven said that the advantage of using an invocation that people all over the world are using is that even if we're working alone in our homes, we can join in consciousness on a global level. When we are doing the same invocations, meditations, and visualizations as thousands of people all over the world, our efforts are amplified by the Company of Heaven 1,000 times 1,000-fold. Just imagine. This collective consciousness creates a building momentum of light that our God selves can use to transmute and transform quickly the negativity that is surfacing in our individual lives and in the collective lives of all humanity. to assist with this unified effort. The beings of light in the realms of Lumen Truth have given us a very powerful invocation that will allow us to download patterns of perfection from the causal body of God that reflect our new planetary cause of divine love. I've posted these invocations as a video on a new YouTube, and you can reach this YouTube, this visualization, from our website, which is once again eraofpeace.org. Just go to that website address and click on the box that says watch our videos, and then the first video listed there, downloading the programs for our Renaissance of Love. This is a 15-minute beautiful visualization and invocation. And if you feel like doing this through your heart call on a daily basis, there are thousands of souls all over the planet doing this invocation now that will build in momentum, preparing the earth for us to birth a new renaissance of love, which will occur during the 25th anniversary of Harmonic Convergence in August of this year, 2012. Now I'd like to share with you some of the information that the beings of light from the realms of Illumined Truth have given to humanity regarding our physical transformation at this time. For eons of time, prophets, seers, religions, and holy books have foretold of a coming age when heaven would manifest on earth. The prophecies revealed that during that auspicious moment, humanity would awaken from our long exile in darkness, and we would begin to remember who we are and why we are here. We would be able to develop the latent powers within us, and we would discover clearly that we are not the fragmented, fear-based human egos we have erroneously been identifying with. Instead, we will realize that we are beloved sons and daughters of God, and we would remember that all our Father, Mother, God have is ours. We were told by the ancient prophets that this would be an age when our physical transformation would occur at an atomic, cellular level, and that our four earthly bodies, our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, would be transfigured into expressions of vibrant health, eternal youth, and infinite physical perfection. I know that we've probably all contemplated this lofty vision at one time or another, but I don't think any of us ever really imagined that it would occur in our lifetime. It seems like as long as we thought of this physical transformation taking place in some distant time and place, it seemed like it might be a remote possibility. But to accept that it would occur right here and right now, that just seemed too good to be true. But to the amazement of all of us, that cosmic moment has actually arrived, and the company of heaven have indicated that we are succeeding in this process, this divine alchemy that is occurring step by step, day by day. We are succeeding beyond the greatest expectations of heaven. This is the time for which we have all been waiting. It is the dawning of the age long foretold by the ancient, when heaven will manifest on earth. The age when humanity will be transfigured into the infinite perfection of our solar light bodies. The day of domination and control by humanity's fear-based human egos has passed. Through miracles that have taken place over the past several decades, a critical mass of energy, vibration, and consciousness for every evolving soul on earth has now reached the threshold of the fifth dimension. Our I Am presence, our true God self, now has direct access to our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies in ways that we have not experienced since our fall from grace eons ago. Every man, woman, and child's I Am presence is now standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to take full dominion of that soul's thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. This is a moment we have all been preparing for since we fell from grace, literally thousands, probably millions of years ago. The heavens are rejoicing, and the elation pouring forth from the company of heaven is boundless. Now, we each have a responsibility of listening to our I Am presence to see how we can assist with the tangible process of our physical transformation. In order to attain our victory in the light, we need to lift up in consciousness and to step through the open door into our eternal freedom. This is the dawning age of enlightenment and wisdom, the age of spiritual freedom, when our humanly created, self-inflicted separation from God will be permanently healed, and the truth of our own divinity will be accepted by every child of God. An awakening is now taking place within every person's heart flame. And change is being experienced by every life stream. Physical transformation is occurring subtly and deeply at an atomic cellular level. The power of God is penetrating into every electron of precious life energy evolving on Earth. This process of transformation has been a dormant seed in our consciousness and is now being activated by the tremendous influx of God's light. The seed of transformation is being activated by God's light, and it is growing and expanding, filling our entire beings with light and lifting us up as we are ascending higher and higher into the fifth-dimensional realms of illumined truth. This process is empowering us to integrate the infinite perfection of our fifth-dimensional physical, etheric, mental, and emotional solar light bodies, to integrate this perfection into our cellular beings while we are still embodied on Earth. It is creating the sacred space for humanity to become the perfection of our I Am presence while we are still in the world of form, right here and right now. We are literally being given a cosmic opportunity. At this time, we are being given the unprecedented opportunity and responsibility for our I Am presence and our fifth-dimensional solar light bodies to integrate into our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Because of myriad activities of light over the past several decades, this miraculous transfiguration can now occur at an atomic and cellular level within each and every one of us. Once this is accomplished, we will be portals through which the totality of our I Am presence will function on Earth to bless all life. As the light of our I Am presence floods the physical plane with God's infinite perfection and the patterns from the causal body of God, the humanly created shadows of discord will be transmuted back into light, and a new renaissance of divine love will be birthed into a manifest, tangible reality. Through the unified efforts of the Company of Heaven and embodied light workers on Earth, which include every person evolving here, change is now tangibly manifesting everywhere. The beings of light have indicated that we are experiencing a critical turning point at this moment. During this cosmic moment, increased solar activity is intensifying the power of God's transfiguring light on Earth. This is signaling the higher realms to begin projecting forth the energy to stimulate the spiritual growth of all humanity. Within special activities of light, our I Am presence has encapsulated our pineal gland in force fields of infinite light and protection. Our pineal glands can now receive more solar light safely than ever before. This is awakening our spiritual brain centers and our crown chakra of enlightenment. This is signaling the higher realms to begin projecting forth the energy that will stimulate new spiritual growth of humanity. And lightworkers around the world are responding to this heart call to assist in this holy endeavor. Be still and know the truth of this information. Take this into your heart center. Ask your I Am presence, and you will know the clarion call that you are receiving from the omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent heart of our Father, Mother, God. As humanity listens to the I Am presence within, more and more people are becoming aware that this is a peak transmission period, and people are sensing the opportunity at hand. They are volunteering to cooperate with the divine plan by becoming instruments of God, the open door that no one can shut. They are consciously anchoring the incoming light into the hearts and minds of the I Am presence of all humanity, and each person's I Am presence is projecting that through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of each person in perfect alignment with the divine plan and the higher good of that soul. The I Am presence for each person is utilizing this light to awaken the heart and mind of each person, to remind them of who they are and why they are here. This is allowing each one to become that open door, the instrument of God that they volunteered to be prior to this embodiment during this cosmic moment in the Earth's evolution. The number of light workers, awakening souls around the world, who are now deliberately working to fulfill their unique facet of this unfolding divine plan, is legion. And the groups of light workers who are joining together to participate in various divine ceremonies and activities of life to serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity are without measure, unprecedented in the evolution of this planet. Consequently, the gratitude pouring forth from the heart of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, in response to humanity's selfless service to all life, is awe-inspiring. Just for a moment, feel the divinity of your heart expanding, and feel the abounding love and gratitude flowing through your heart flame from our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven. During this cosmic moment, the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child is now flooding the earthly bodies of each one with the maximum frequencies of divine healing light that cosmic law will allow. The divine intent of this intervention is to prepare every soul evolving on Earth to be able to withstand the integration of the fifth dimensional solar light bodies and the I Am presence with ease, comfort, and divine order. This process of divine alchemy will result in transforming humanity from carbon-based planetary human beings into crystalline-based solar light beings. Humanity is in various stages of readiness at this time for this influx of light, and each I Am presence is going to allow it to flow through each person in perfect alignment with each one's highest good. These physical changes are consequently affecting people in a multitude of different ways. There are light workers who have been preparing for decades for this moment. Others have recently awakened and are just now beginning to realize the opportunity at hand. There are many others who are still in a deep sleep spiritually and don't have a clue about what's happening to them or their physical bodies at this time. For this reason, there is an urgency of the hour, and we are being asked to redouble our efforts as we invoke the light on behalf of every person on this planet, intervening as surrogates, serving our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity. Because of the urgency of the hour, a cosmic dispensation has been granted by our Father, Mother, God. And this dispensation is allowing the mighty Elohim, the builders of form, and the directors of the elements to assist humanity in new and unprecedented ways. These beings of light, who direct the earth, air, water, fire, and ether elements that comprise our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, these beings of light have been given permission to work with the intelligence within our body elementals, to greatly accelerate the process of ascending into the infinite perfection of our solar light bodies. This is new, and this divine intervention will greatly accelerate this process with the most ease and the least discomfort. This will allow our I Am presence to take full dominion of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings much sooner than we ever dreamed possible. What this means on a personal level for each of us is the physical transformation we have always known would one day occur for the evolutions of Earth. The reason for this divine intervention are manifold, but most importantly, as we are lifted up, all life is being lifted up with us, for we are one with every particle of life on Earth. As we apply the universal truths that are associated with physical transformation that are being revealed to us from on high, we will create an upward rush of light and love that will form a pathway for our fellow human beings to follow as we ascend up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimensional realms of God's infinite perfection. The mighty Elohim and the directors of the elements have been given permission to amplify every effort we make toward this holy endeavor, the maximum that cosmic law will allow. When I say to you that we are receiving divine intervention beyond anything unprecedented in the history of time, that is not just a lofty platitude. That is a profound truth. Daily and hourly, the directors of the elements, the mighty Elohim, the divine intelligence within the elemental kingdom, these beings of light will work with our I Am presence and our body elementals to transform our earthly bodies into the infinite physical perfection of our solar light bodies. the Elohim and the directors of the elements will blaze the 12 fifth-dimensional solar aspects of deity. This divine sacred fire from the heart of God is known as the circle of the sacred 12. This divine light will flow through our fifth-dimensional solar spines and our corresponding 12 solar chakras. This crystalline sacred fire will then blaze in through and around every atomic and subatomic particle and wave within our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Then these august beings of light will fill the energy bonds and spaces in between the subatomic particles of energy within our bodies with transfiguring divine love from the very heart of God. This incredible gift of assistance is just the beginning. As we proceed day by day, invoking the light of God, envisioning the light of God flowing through our fifth-dimensional solar spine, our 12 fifth-dimensional solar chakras, we will ascend further into the frequencies of the fifth dimension, thus creating a pathway of light over which the recalcitrant souls who are lagging behind but who have chosen to ascend with the rest of humanity will find their way out of the darkness that has blinded them for eons of time. So let's join together now. And please join with me and the light workers all over the world who are joining with us in consciousness as we empower this physical transformation. We will begin by invoking the precious electrons, every particle of sacred life that has been given to us that comprises the physical plane of Earth and our physical earthly bodies. I will state this in the first person, so we'll each experience it individually. But these invocations we are invoking on behalf of every man, woman, and child on earth through each one's I Am presence, who will allow this light to flow through each one in perfect alignment with each person's divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. So now please join with me. And as one breath, one voice, one heartbeat, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of the I Am presence of all humanity, the entire company of heaven, and our Father, Mother, God, we begin. In the name of the Almighty Presence of God, I Am, and through the full power of the threefold flame that is pulsating in every heart, I speak directly to the intelligence within every electron of precious life energy existing in my earthly bodies and the earthly bodies of all humanity. Blessed electrons, through the power of God, I Am, I command that the flame of purity in the core of your being now expand and expand and expand continuously and permanently. Through the power of God, I Am, I direct the crystalline white flame of purity to remove any shadows that are cloaking the electrons within my physical, etheric, mental, or emotional bodies, and the electrons within the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of humanity, the elemental kingdom, and Mother Earth. O sacred flame of purity, cast any of these shadows into the violet flame and transmute every rate of vibration which is discordant or causing any form of limitation in my life or in the world. As the flame of purity quickens the vibratory rate of each electron, I witness now every cloak of darkness being cast into the violet flame. All shadows created by my past misuse of God's precious gift of life are being instantly transmuted into light. Through the grace of God, I am experiencing this very moment the blazing white light of purity expanding, expanding, and expanding in every electron on Earth until everything causing limitation in my life or on the planet can no longer exist and is being transmuted by the violet flame. As the power of God, I am, I accept that this purification is being accomplished God victoriously right here and right now, even as I call. Through the most intensified activity of the flame of purity and the violet flame of God's infinite perfection ever known on earth. This purification is God victoriously accomplished, and I accept that this sacred activity of purity will be intensified within every electron of precious life energy as I invoke this activity daily and hourly, increasing it until every particle of life on this sweet earth is wholly ascended and existing in the fifth dimensional realms of God's infinite perfection. I now invoke a cosmic dispensation on behalf of all of the electronic light substance comprising the physical plane of Earth. I am the immaculate concept of my I Am presence, abiding within my fifth dimensional solar light bodies. And through this infinite perfection, I am holding the sacred space until all life on this sweet earth is wholly ascended and free. And so it is, beloved I Am. I now invoke a cosmic dispensation from my Father, Mother, God in behalf of all of the precious electrons comprising the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of Earth and the four earthly vehicles of all humanity. In the full power and authority of the presence of God, I Am, I make this call to my Father, Mother, God, the celestial giver of all life, and to my Father, Mother, God, expressing the beloved Holy Spirit and the essence of divine love. I invoke a cosmic dispensation that no longer may the electronic light substance of the universe be misqualified or imperfectly clothed by the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings of the sons and daughters of God. I invoke a cosmic dispensation where the electrons will be invulnerably charged with purity's flame in action, so that passing through humanity's earthly bodies, which are the open doors to its expression in the physical world, the electronic light will remain within an invincible armor of divine love, emitting perfection, but allowing none of the discord of humanity's physical, etheric, mental, or emotional vehicles to change the vibratory action, color, or sound of its comforting presence. I now contemplate for a moment what I have just decreed. And through my I Am presence, I begin to fathom the blessing humanity's heartfelt call to the flame of purity is for the precious electrons serving all life now in the physical world. I realize as never before that I have come to Earth to love life free, and through my concentrated efforts, so I shall. And so it is. Beloved, I Am. Now, through these purified vehicles, I invoke the ascension flame. Beloved victorious presence of God, I am within me and all humanity. Beloved legions of crystal and white ascension flame, seal, seal, seal our dear earth, her atmosphere, all of her governments and all of her peoples in oceans of the mighty ascension flame. Let this sacred fire from the heart of God penetrate and saturate every electron of precious life energy, lifting and raising all life on earth out of every discordant frequency into all that is divine. Sustain this heavenly vibration forever. Let the ascension flame be known and loved by all belonging to or serving the earth at this time. Let every person experience the miraculous gift of the ascension flame as each one ascends with this blessed planet and all her life up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimensional realms of infinite perfection and eternal light. Through the power of the ascension flame, when our work on earth is finished, let all life ascend into the heart of our Father, Mother, God, from whence we came, forever to remain in the eternal victory of God's divine plan fulfilled. I am a director of the ascension flame, and I am humble before its magnificent presence. I am grateful to unleash its mighty power of love on earth for the blessing of all life. I am an instrument of God, charging the electronic substance in, through, and around all life on earth with the full power and might of the ascension flame. I am an instrument of God, charging the electronic substance of all life on earth with the full power and might of the ascension flame. I am an instrument of God, charging the electronic substance in, through, and around all life on earth with the full power and might of the ascension flame. In oneness of consciousness with the I Am presence of every evolving soul, I am the cause of this blessing of the ascension flame. I am the bridge over which it flows. I am its final effects of divinity reestablished on earth. I am the divine plan now manifest in the world of form. And so it is, as God in action, I am. I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical body. I allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, knowing that simultaneously this is occurring in perfect divine order through the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. Precious hearts, I would like to mention once again that for the information about the Global Activity of Light, the 26th Annual World Congress on Illumination that will take place in August, and the YouTube with the global invocation to download the patterns of perfection for our new renaissance of divine love, you can go directly to our website, which is eraofpeace.org. If you would like to contact me or explore more information from the beings of light in the realms of Lumen Truth, please look at the opportunities that are available on our website. You can go to the important information and read the articles with the latest news, and there are years' worth of archives of newsletters that will help bring you up to date. You can also sign up to receive our free monthly email newsletter that contains timely information from the beings of light. This is a critical time on Earth, and as I've said, we're receiving more assistance from on high than ever before. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give humanity hope and encouragement and sacred wisdom during these extraordinary times. Please join with us again next week for another global activity of light through which we'll add to the light of the world. My name is Patricia Cota-Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.